The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Hayin Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in the Neshmat Avram ben Esther, u'hashem t'rahim b'gan Eden, u'fu'ash shelema Esther, bat Rachel, enna refanana. Amen. Begin today's daf on Ayin Vav Amud Bet, and we are going to start from Amara Papat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Amara Papat. Hayman de mizbin le shtara lechavre. A guy selling a shtar to his friend. What do you mean selling a shtar for his friend? He's owed money, so he could sell the note. He wants to sell the note to somebody else, he can go collect the money. So the question is, how do you sell it? Sarich le mikhtav le. He's got to write him a shtar. Kini hu vechol she'ubuda debe. Which means, not enough just to give him the note. He's got to write him a shtar with it. So according to Rav Papa, you need two things. You need to have Mesirat Ashtar, and you got to write a shtar on the shtar. You have to write, I'm giving you over the shtar over here, and all the shi'budim that are included with the shtar. Amar Rav Asher, Amrita l'shemata kame de Rav Kahana. I told it over to Rav Kahana, v'amarit le ta'amad katav lehache. You tell me the only reason why it worked because you wrote it. Ha lo katav lehache. Lokane, you tell me if you didn't write the shtar, if you just gave him it all, you handed it over to him, it's not going to work. V'chi latzur al pis lihuto utzarich, which means, what do you think he gave it over to him for? Which means, when the guy accepted it, the one that accepted the shtar, what did he accept it for? To use it as a bottle stopper? Why do you need to write a document? Giving it over should be enough. V'chi what? You think he just gave it to him to use it as a bottle stopper, and he received it, that's all he wants is a piece of paper? Obviously, when you're giving over the note, you're giving over the note with all the shamudim that are in the note to collect the loan. When you got to write a document? So the Gemara answers, Amar li in latsur velatsur. Yeah. Unless you write it over, I say, that's what he gave it to him over. He gave him the paper, but who says he gave him what's written on the paper? To makneh what's written on the paper, you have to actually write another shtar to be makneh. Look at the Rashbams. But I says, Halo katav lehake. Second one from the bottom. Ela masar belo shtar achet. Let's say you just gave it over without a shtar. Lo kane. Get a banan. Remember, this is really a machloket, by the way. We had a machloket in the braita above. When you want to be makne a shtar chov over to your friend, is it enough just to give it over? Or that was the hakamim shita of the braita. Hakamim said just give it over. And the binatan held, you got to give it over with another shtar. You got to do two things. You got to give it over with the shtar. So he says, "V'amai v'chil atzud apis tochoto kena oze asverai demishum giviat chovek hakatubo kazabane." It makes sense. He gave it over to him to collect the loan, not to put it as a bottle stopper. Hilkach b'mesira lechud b'knek Rabbi. It should be like the Rabbi was also another shita that we saw that mesira is enough. V'amar then what did he answer back? In natur ve'latzur. So now, you're going to ask a question. Rashbam has a question. Yeah? So a guy paid, let's say the note was $1,000, right? To collect $1,000. He paid $500 for the note. You're telling me he bought it for a bottle stopper? The money is mochiyah. The fact that he paid $500, you know, he didn't use it for a... So he says, oh, you worried about the ona'a? V'im yishum ona'a, yetin mishtut leve mekach batel. Yeah, if it's more than a sixth, the regular deed should be sale void, give back the money, give back his paper. I'm not worried about Ona Alvir. Maybe he really gave it to him for a note. If you just hand it over to him, it's for Latsuna Pista Oto. But the money is evident. If it's going above the normal amount, which is on paper, it's got to be whatever it is, any amount's going to be above the amount, right? It's more than a sixth. You're right. We'll say no deal. Why? And therefore, he says, if you want to be maknet, you got to be maknet the shtar over the mesira with a shtar, additional shtar to be maknet over what's written in the shtar. Otherwise, in the chenami, we'll say it's for the bottle stopper, and it's ona'a, mekach batel, and do over. So Yomana says, Amar Amemor. Amemor comes along and says, now we're going to follow the girsa of the Rashbam. Hilcheta, bottom line, what's the halakha?
Otiyot niknot b'mesira kiribi.
Finished. You don't need both. It's enough to give over the shtar b'mesira. You don't need mesira and then a shtar on the shtar. Just give it over and it's enough. Rashbam.
V'chen rihata de gemara.
That's the flow of the Gemara. Maskana b'harbe mekomot, all over the place. This is the maskana.
The otiyot niknot b'mesira ve'lo sarik lemechtav keni lach ve'chol sh'avuda ve'lo shum shtar.
You don't got to write anything else. Just give it over.
Amar le Rav Ashi le Amemor. So Rav Ashi tells Amemor, Gemara o sevara.
When you said the halakha is like Rabbi, is that just have a tradition like that? Or is there sevara to it? Is there a logic to it? Why are you telling me misira is enough?
Amar le Gemara.
Tradition. We have a tradition that the halakha is like Rabbi. Gemara. We have a tradition.
So he says, Amar Rav Ashi, Sevara Namehu.
It's also a Sevara.
The Otiyot Mili Ninu.
The Otiyot, the Shtar, what is a Shtar? Shtar is Mili. What's Mili? Mili is words. What is it for the day? It's a paper. Paper is words. It's Mili.
Umili Bimili Lo Miknan.
O Miknin. You can't be Makne words with words. What? I want to sell words. That's what I'm selling you, the words on the shtar, right? I can't sell you words with another shtar, which is also words. Words with words cannot be sold.
That's bam.
The otiyot, otiyot is the shtar. We call the shtar otiyot, because otiyot is letters, right?
Otiyot, mechirat shtar hov, mili ninu, devarim hu mocher, velo mamon mamash, hilkak ma'ase biyadayim, tainu mesira, who ikar kinyatan?
You want to sell words, you got to make a ma'aseh. Give it over. Giving it over is a ma'aseh.
Aval shtar ahed lo mehani.
To write another shtar to give it over,
demili bimili lo mikni shtar lo yikne b'shtar.
A shtar cannot be sell a shtar. That's the sevara. These are words, and to give over words, you got to do a ma'aseh to get the words over. Because at the end of the day, what are you selling to them? I'm not selling you the paper on the shtar. I'm selling what's written on the shtar. Reuven, O Shimon, $1,000. I'm giving you the right to collect that now. So when I give you this over here, if I just give it to you, the mesira, that's a ma'aseh. Oh, that can be makne the milim on the shtar. But to write another shtar, I am selling you the shtar over here that has the chov. So I give it to you, I give you the shtar also. Midi, mili. Words, words. Words cannot be makne words. That's a sivara.
So the Gemara says, yeah, that's so. Vilaf.
That's so.
Veha amar rabba bar itzhak amar rav. Shne shtarotim.
Okay.
There are two types of shtarot.
Two different types of shtarot.
What are they? Zechu basade lifloni. Vechitvu lo etashtar.
I come along to two guys. And I say, I want you to be zoche, this field, for so-and-so. A third party. Now we have a rule, zachin la'adam, shelo b'fanav. I can go to two people and say, listen, I want Uven to have my field. So I want you to be zoche, the field, on account of him. And he tells him also, v'chitvudo et ashtar. And I also want you to write up a shtar for it. I want him to have a shtar as well, that he is the now new owner of the field.
So the deen is, Chozer b'shtar ve'enu chozer b'sadeh.
He could change his mind on the shtar, which means as long as the shtar wasn't given to him, he could say, by the way, I changed my mind on the shtar. But he cannot change his mind on the sadeh. Once he's makneh the sadeh through a third party, zachin adam shlo b'fanav, no backsies. But the shtar, until it's given over, he could change his mind.
Now, why would he want to change his mind on a shtar? What does he care if the guy's a shtar? Simple. When you have things written in a shtar, it becomes like public knowledge. And then everybody's going to know that the guy's selling properties, the guy's giving away properties, and then maybe it's going to put his position in a weak position. Oh, you see, the guy's unloading his property, so now they're going to discount everything. They're going to want to get it for cheaper. So sometimes the person doesn't want his things written in a shtar. He just wants to give it over in such a way. Anyway, that's the first case, easy case. Take the field for this guy and give him a shtar. So long as the shtar wasn't written, he could back out. Look at the Rashbam, just to get that case. Zechu besadeh zu deploni. Ani makneh lachem besudar. Kinyan sudar. Right? They're going to make the kinyan. זו שדה זו לצורך פלוני, והן קנו לאותו פלוני כמו שציווה להם. חוזר בשטר, אפילו אמר כתבו ותנו. Even if he said, write the star and give it to the guy. לחוזמן שלא בא ליד מקבל מתנה, יכול זה לעקוש תלחותו, דאין עושים שטר בעל כורחו של נותן. Right? Well, you can't give a star against the will of the giver. Yeah, right. Now, דאים ייפק כוחו במתנה בעל פה, לא ניחלה לתווה מתנה בשטר. Right. Could be he wants to give it to him, but he doesn't want to give him a start. He has his reasons why he doesn't want to give him the start yet. He can back out. Okay? Continue. That's case number one. Case number two is, al menat shetichtevu lo et ashtar. Ah, that's worse. Give him the field, al menat, that you're going to write him up a shtar. You're making the shtar contingent on the transfer. Then already, Hozer ben Bishtar ben Besadeh. Then you come back out on both. Because the field is not transferred until you actually give the shtar. So you can back out. Okay, so far so good. V'rav Chaya bar Avin amar Rav Huna shelosha shtarotin. Here's where the question is going to come from. There's three types of shtarot. Tere hada amaran. Two of them we just said already. V'idach. Idach is like this. Im kadam mocher v'katav et ashtar. If the seller pre-wrote the shtar, give me the case. Why would a seller pre-write a shtar? You have a lot of times, a seller is in need for money, right? So he pre-writes the shtar, so he has it ready for the deal. He wants to sell the thing, so he doesn't want to wait for a sofer, and then he gets a customer, he has the shtar written already. Now, even though it puts him at a disadvantage to write this shtar. You never want to write a shtar before any transactions take place. Because if he loses this shtar, and some guy finds it, he comes up and says, hey, it's my field, there's a shtar.
It's a blank check.
Yeah, it's a blank check, exactly. But, listen, if the seller wants to put himself at a disadvantage, we're not going to stop him. that's his prerogative. So that's what he did. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Mish is tzarich lema'ot. Guy is pressed for money. V'rosel lemkod menechasav lachavero. Anyway, he needs to sell off some assets. ופעמים שהוא מוצא סופר וחוטף שטר מחירה כדי שיהיה מזומן לתנו ללוקח כל שעה שירצה למכור. He wants to have the star ready to do, right? What happened now? כאותה ששנינו. Similar like the case that we learned, that you're allowed to do such a thing. כותבים שטר למוכר, אף על פי שאין לוקח עמו. Right, that's the law. You can write up a shtar even though the buyer is not there yet. Look at Tap Rashbam. Shemutal la'asot ken. Afal gav de mehzik shikra. Even though you say, what do you mean? It's a sheker. There's no buyer. De en kan hefsed l'shum adam. There's no loss to anybody. Ela lemocher atzmo. Shim yovad ashtar v'yimsa'enu lokeyach shekatav b'shmo yit'on shelakom b'zeh mocher. V'yihu lo hayish lahachi.
That's right. If he's not worried about the risks involved, we're not going to be worried about the risks either. So he could do such a thing.
And continue. Kevan she'ezig ze bekarka nikne shtar bechol makom.
The guy now, the buyer, was zochin in the karka. He went to be hazaka in the karka. Whatever the kinyan he made was. So with the karka, the shtar comes to him also. He's kone the shtar. I'm going to say the word agav the karka, even though I shouldn't say that yet, because the Gemara is going to talk about that kinyan agav, but I'll say it. He's kone the shtar, agav the karka.
How do we know that? We learned the Masechet Kiddushin. Vezu hi sheshaninu. This is what we learned in the Masechet Kiddushin. Nechasim she'en lahem aharayut. That's metaltelin, movables. Niknin im nichasim sheyesh lehem acharayut are niknin with property, we call that bekesef v'shtar v'hazakah.
That means when you have property, there's three ways to connect property. Kesef is money, shtar is give a shtar over, and hazakah is actually you work the field. Let's say you build a fence, whatever it is.
Agav, when you connect a field, with the field you can also be connect other metaltelin also. So it says you wrote him a shtar, you didn't give him the shtar. Study by you.
He told you, I'm going to sell you that field over there.
Oh, there's a field over there?
Beautiful.
He gave him money, let's say. He gave him money. Okay, how much is the field?
$25,000.
Give him $25,000. Ah, he made a kinyan on the money to be connected to the field. Agav, he gets the start also. He doesn't need the start, but it's better to have a start always because it's more of a proof, whatever it is. It goes to him. Somehow, this is a question against what we just said. We just said in the Gemara, when you want to give over a shtar is mili. Mili, you can't give over with mili. Words cannot be transferred with words. Words can only be transferred with a ma'aseh. From this Gemara, from this third case of shtar, what are you learning? That a shtar can be given over b'mile, with words. Where do you see words over here? It's not words. Adaba, the guy's being koneh the field. Mm-hmm. Be koneh the field. And with the field is coming, that's not mile. Where did the Gemara see a question over here? So the Mefarshim over here are grappling, where is the question? Okay? But let's read Rashbam first. Rashbam says, Nikneh ashtar, shenichtav kodem ha-mechira lezeh lokeh bekol makom shu. שלדעתו של מוכר להקנות את השטר ללוקח, וקני לי לשטר אגב קרקע. כדין, כל מטלטלין מקנים עם קרקע שנקנים בחזקת קרקע, כאילו עבד משיכה במטלטלין גופיו. השפעה explains it. When you make a kinyan on the קרקע, it's like you made a משיכה on the מטלטלין. The קרקע draws the מטלטלין as well. וזו ששנינו, this is what we learned in מסכת קדושין. Next, השפעם, כסף שטר חזקה. The kesef shekibel min hakarka, karka, either the money that you received for the karka, right? Or she'azik ba, or the guy made hazaka on the karka, niknin ka metaltelin. Hashbam na, vekas al kadata, here's the key. At this point, you know where we're understanding? Hashta da shtar bimile ba'alma mikni. That the shtar was really transferred only with words. Shenitratzea mochel laknot lelokayah. At this point, we're thinking, you know how the shtar gets transferred? Because the guy said, I want to give you the shtar. Now, if by saying, I want to give you the shtar gets transferred, that's mili. Certainly, if I write a shtar for a shtar, that should work. Very nice, Lashbam. But Mechila, where did you see this? The writer doesn't say that. It says clearly the shtar is niknit agav the karka. And if you look at the Gemara's answer, the Gemara says, oh, agav shani, kinyan agav is different. Oh, by the way, how did you learn the havamina? Of course it's kinyan agav. The Gemara says it's working with agav. The Rashbam says, no, you know what we thought in the question? We thought in the question is, oh, the shtar goes to the seller. I'm sorry, the star goes to the buyer. Oh, how does that star get transferred to the buyer? We thought mili. Just by the guy's language. Yeah, I want to give it over to you. Oh, so you see how mili does sell mili. So how come you tell me before that the star can't sell the star?
I go, no, it's not working with mili over here. It's a kenyan agav.
They made a ma'aseh. What were you thinking? It's the best, that's what it says. How could you even have a havam here? So they all asked this question on the Rashbam.
Yishtat Mawa, they all asked the question, what was the Havamina, what was the Rashbam thing? So he says like this.
V'yesh yikatfu leveret kavanat Rashbam.
Okay?
Haynu shagemara hivina kvar metihila shashtar nikner lokeh b'kinyan agav.
The Gemara knew that. The Gemara knew agav was working over it from the beginning. That wasn't the shayla.
Ela shagemara ita sivra shekinyan agav nechshav devarim belvad.
The Gemara understood that kinyan agav is devarim.
That's just words. Why? You're making a ma'aseh on the karka. You did nothing to the shtar. You didn't touch the shtar.
So such a kinyan is like mili. You're right, I made a ma'aseh. I made a ma'aseh in the karka itself. But how does the shtar cut to me? Magic. I make a kinyan in the karka, the shtar, whatever it is, belongs to me. So the Gemara thought, if agav works, so then that's like a, yeah, which means, put it like this. Agav is a type of kinyan that doesn't touch the shtar. It doesn't affect. So if such a kinyan can work, so that's like mili. So therefore, why can I then sell a shtar with a shtar? Mili be mili. He knew it was agav. His just interpretation of agav and the havamina is, agav is not worse than a mili, because it's really, it's not affecting the shtar, touching the shtar. Oh, and what's the Gemara's answer then? Agav shani. Now what's the answer? So the answer is, kinyan agav eno nechshav kedvarim bilvad. Ela kema'ase gamur. Shechen ena kavana bekinyan agav, it's not the pshat that when I'm kone the karka, derech agav stuff comes, mevatel to it. No, when I make a kinyan on the karka, it's like I make mishicha on the shtar. I mean, the kinyan of the karka considers as if I made a mishicha. That's a ma'aseh. We thought in have a meaning how agav works. You do this over here, and stuff comes in, like we throw it in. Freebie, we throw in the shtar also. No, it's not working like that. That nothing's happening to the shtar, and it's all in the karka. No, when you make the kinyan in the karka, we look at it as if you made a mishicha on the shtar. Oh, it's connected. Right, this kinyan serves two things. It's kinyan here, and it works a kinyan magically somewhere else. Okay, it's like a shtar. It's like a mishicha. Oh, so therefore, mili doesn't work. So we're back there, we're good. That's a new way of learning the Rashbam.
And the Gemara says, ki ha de rav, I'm sorry.
He's going to prove it now. He's going to prove it to you. What's he going to prove to you?
Deha matbeya.
What's matbeya? No, there's coins. A coin. Delon nikni bahalipin. We have a rule. I want to be mechne you a matbeya coin. Halipin doesn't work. Kinyan sudar. You give me the sudar and I give you the sudar and the coin goes to me. So that doesn't work by a coin. It's a fact.
However, the agav ar'a nikni.
But I could sell a coin, agav ar'a. That means if I want to be makneyu a coin, how could I do that to you? I could be makneyu a piece of land. You'll be koneh the land. Once you koneh the land, the money, the matbeya goes to you as well. Let's hear the story before we get to the proof.
Ki adra papa.
Money is not nikni b'halipin.
Money
is not on the land, of course. Kiha, you'll see from the story. Kiha de rapapa. What's the story of rapapa?
Hava lehu teresar alfe zuze. He had 12,000 zuz. Be hoza'e.
In hoza'e. What was the story? Rapapa already gave a collateral. 12,000 zuz. It's his money. It's in hoza'e. He's not going to Hosea, the rabbi. He wants to pick up his money. He saw somebody else. He saw Rav Shmuel was going to Hosea. So he said, beautiful, let me pick up my money. Now, the law is, nobody's giving Rav Shmuel this money because since Rav Shmuel is not owed the money, the guy who's watching the money is responsible. If something's going to happen to it on the way, he's got to pay again. So no one's giving any money to Rav Shmuel unless the money belongs to Rav Shmuel. So what did the papa do? He'll be makneh him that money, meaning, not makneh that it's his, but I'm giving you rights to pick up the money for me. So I'm being makneh, it's called harsha'ah. I'm giving you rights, permission, to pick up the money. Now when he comes, he'll show the star, whatever, and you know, they gave me permission. Okay, good, I'm happy, I'll take the money, give it to him. So what happened anyway?
Akninu nihalel Rav Shmuel baracha agav asipa de beta.
How did he be maknaim the money? Agav karka. He was maknaim like the front of the door, little piece of karka in front of the door. He made a kinyan on the karka of Shmuel. Once he made a kinyan on the karka, the 12,000 zuz was transferred to agav.
Good, now what happened? Kiata.
When he came back with the money,
nafak le'apeh ad tavach.
He was so happy, the rabbi, the papa, that he got his money back. He went out to the city of Tavach to greet him. Meaning, he went out of the city to Baruch Abba, thank you. He was so happy to receive his money. What do you see from this story? What do you see from this story? Is the story just teaching about Kinyan Agav? I know Kinyan Agav already. I'll talk about it. We teach about when I make a Kinyan of the Karka, the money comes to him. That's Kinyan Agav. That's Masechet Kedushin. The Gemara obviously said, Kiha, like this. Like this, what? What Hiddush do you see in this story that is germane to anything that we're learning in the Gemara? So he says, Umosifa HaGemara. The Gemara is now going to prove that Kinyan Agav is like a ma'aseh. That's the purpose of this Gemara. That Kinyan Agav is not just I make Kinyan on the Karka and the Metatim just come by itself. No! You make a Kinyan on the Karka, it's Ki'ilu you made a Meshicha on the Metatim. How do you know that? Because you see, by Matbeya, Halipin doesn't work. Because Halipin is magic. I pick up the handkerchief and the coin goes to you. But while Halipin doesn't work, what does work? Agav does work. Now Halipin is like Mili. Because Halipin, I pick up the handkerchief and then the coin transfers. You don't even touch the coin. If Halipin works, if Agav would be like Mili, then Halipin should work. From the fact that you see by Matbeya, that Matbeya is not Niknit b'Halipin, but it is Niknit b'Agav, must be that Agav is more of a Ma'aseh. And therefore, Kenyan Agav Shani. The Gemara's proof from this story is that Agav is different. Understand again? I'll give it to you again. I'll give you the whole Sheklav Tariya outside now. Gemara started off. I have a Shtar Chov. I want to give it over to somebody. How do you do it? Misida. Just give it over. That's enough. How do you know that? Sevara. Sevara, this should be enough to give it over. The note. Why? Maybe you have to write a shtar? No. This is Mili. The shtar is Mili. To be makne Mili with Mili? Nah, that doesn't make sense. You need a ma'aseh to be makne to Mili. Ah, beautiful. Sevara says, oh yeah, you need a shtar to be makne to Mili? What are you talking about? We have a case of a guy who has a shtar. He wrote a shtar, predated a shtar, or whatever, because he wants to be ready for a sale. And he gave over the field, and the Gemara says, with the field comes the shtar. And we're assuming it's a Kinyan Agav, no problem. But we're assuming in the Havamina, Kinyan Agav is Mili, by the way. Because it's not a Ma'aseh, it's words. I didn't do anything. I said, take the field. The guy made a Kinyan in the field, and with the field, all of a sudden, the shtar is the drum without even touching it. So you see that what? Give us a question. You see that what? Mili shtar is Niknit b'Mili. Gemara answers, no, Agav Shani. Agav is not Mili. Agav is like a Maaseh. When the guy makes the Kinyan on the field, it's like the shtar is coming with him with a Mashiach. It's like he pulled the shtar. That's the way it works. That's the mechanics. It's a Maaseh. Okay, beautiful. And I'll prove it to you. Because Matbeya is not Niknit b'Halipin, but it is Niknit b'Kinyan Agav. So that means Agav is stronger than Halipin. What must be? Must be that it's considered like a ma'aseh. Because if you're telling me that Agav is like me, then Halipin should work by Matbeya also. It's also not a ma'aseh. Just by holding a handkerchief and the thing transfers. So everybody give it up, proves. Mili is not Niknit b'Mili. Kinyan Agav is more like a ma'aseh. And the Gemara wants to conclude that, according to at least Rashbam's Girsa, that Acha would be to be Makne Ashtarhov. It's enough just to give the Mesira. Comes Gemara and continues. Aval lo macha lo et ha'avadim. Let's go back to the Mishnah with the boat. Guy selling the boat. The boat doesn't include everything. Doesn't include the abadim, the workers. Velo et ha'marzufin. Marzufin is what? The sacks. Mm-hmm. Right? The sacks that hold the merchandise that are on the boat. Right. Velo et antiki. Antiki is the merchandise itself. My antiki, amar papa iska de begava. The merchandise that is within. He sold the boat. It doesn't include everything. It includes the boat itself, the mast, the sail, right, the anchor, the different things that we said. But it doesn't include the workers on the boat. Nor does it include the merchandise. Nor does it include anything else. That's what we said. Okay, next Mishnah. Machar et hakaron.
wagon.
Karon is a wagon. Agala. Lo machar et the peredot. It doesn't come with the mules. The mules pull the wagon.
Right.
Not a package deal. Machar et the peredot. Go the other way. You sold the mules. Lo machar et the karon. Doesn't come with the wagon. Each one of these items are separate. Next case. Machar et the tzemid. Okay, what's the semid? Rashbam says. Hu ha'ol. That's the yoke. Uchliya agala ketana. All the different parts of the agala, of the wagon. Va'agala atzma, and the wagon. Ha'mitchaberin et ha'shivarin yahad. They attach the animals to the wagon with all different types of equipment. So that's called tzemid. So if you sell the tzemid, that's a little wagon with all the connecting pieces to connect the animals to it. Lo machar et ha'bakar. It doesn't come with the bakar. Bakar is like the sheep, the cattle,
the oxen
that pull it. Machar et ha'bakar, lo machar et ha'tzemid. Okay, bakar doesn't come with the tzemid. Tzemid doesn't come with the bakar. Rashbam, lo machar et ha'tzemid. Divrei HaKodim. Okay, that's everybody agrees to that. Ela de paligi de biyudah v'rabbanan beferush tach milta. Oh, now we see machloket. Everybody agrees, each one of these items is exclusive. Tzemet and bakar, one doesn't include the other. But the biyudah comes along and says, but it depends. What does it depend on? The biyudah omer, haddamim modi'in. The price speaks. From the price that he paid, you can see what's included and what's not included. Ketzad, amalo mechor li tzimdecha b'matayim zuz. He tells him, sell me the tzimd for 200 zuz. Adavar yadua she'en tzimd b'matayim zuz. That's a lot of money. So we understand, must be he's including the ox, the oxen, the bakar. So the Biyuda says, stam, it doesn't include. But if the money is so high, where you say, well, he's not sold the tzemid for 200 zuz, so the money already is an indicator. V'achamim omrim, en adamim ra'aya. Hakamim will tell you, the money is no proof. What could it be then? What could it be? Yeah, I'll tell you, he sold them the tzemid for 10 zuz, and he gave him 190 matana. He gave him a gift. The guy's a generous guy. I'm only buying the tzemid, because we said tzemid. Ah, he gave me 200. Can I give you matana?
No.
Oh, so very good. So look at Rashbam. Look at Rashbam. En hadamim ra'aya. Ela b'matana bikesh liten lo hamotar.
Give him a tana. That's one way.
Iname leve mekach ta'ut.
Yeah, nechirami. According to Achamim,
break
the deal. We'll call it a mekach ta'ut. You charge me above the ona'a levels. What's the deal if you charge over a sixth? Money goes back, same it goes back. That's what he meant to say. The money's not proof. So instead of saying you get everything, no, you don't get everything. On the contrary, what you sold is not even sold. Even the tzimid that you sold, give the tzimid back, you over it. You gouge the price, take it back. Now the Gemara analyze. First piece.
Tane Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'araba Kamed Rabbi Abu. We have a braita. Machar et ha-karon, you sell the karon, the wagon. Machar et ha-peredot, it comes with the mules. Ah, ve'ha'anan, lo machar tenan. Our Mishnah says, doesn't come with the mules. Amar le isriya.
What, should I erase my braita now? I have a braita. What, should I delete it? Isriya.
Amar le, no, you don't have to erase it. Tetargem matnitich, explain your braita. Be'adukin, where the mules were attached.
If the mules are attached to the wagon, it's a package. And I sell you the wagon, since the mules are attached, then it comes about. Amish, I was talking where the mules were detached. So you don't say, wagon, how am I going to drive the wagon? Includes the peredot. No, peredot are a separate deal. But if they're attached, it's inclusive. That's the chiduk.
Gemara. מחר את הצמר, לא מחר את הבקר.
Now, we have to really analyze. What's the case? You're selling the little wagon. We're saying, oh, it doesn't include the oxes. Reverse. You sold the oxen. It doesn't include the little wagon. Why should it? The Gemara is going to ask.
It says,
Hechidame, what's the case?
Ilema de karu le tzimda tzimda. Ul bakar bakar peshita. Tzimda zavin le, bakar lo zavin le.
If the terminologies are clear, this is called the tzimid and this is called the bakar. So when I tell you I'm selling you tzimid, I thought I sold you tzimid, I didn't sell you bakar. I mean, how do people talk? What's the vernacular? If this is called tzimid and this is called bakar, and I come to a guy, I'm going to sell you tzimid, why would I think the bakar is included? If tzimid is tzimid, bakar is bakar, tzimid bakar, no bakar, no bakar. That's pishy. I need a mishnah for that.
I go the other way. Ve'ela, dekaru le namel le bakar tzimda.
Ah, you know what we're talking about?
That
tzimda is a general term. It means the tzimid and the bakar.
Double meaning.
So then everything should be included then. I mean, the Mishnah's cases doesn't make sense. Right. I mean, if tzimid is an all-inclusive terminology, so everything should be included. Go after the terminology of the people the way they talk. If tzimid is just tzimid, he sold them tzimid. And if tzimid is inclusive, he sold them the tzimid and the bakar. What do you need a Mishnah here? What are you teaching me, Mishnah?
לא צריכה, you know what the case is talking about? באתרה דקרו לצמדה, צמדה, ולבקר, בקר. ואיקה נמה,
it's always the איקה נמה that create the trouble.
ואיקה נמה, דקרו לבקר צמדה.
There are some that they use semed for both. The general practice in the place is semed, it's semed, בקר. But there are those guys that when they say the word tzimid, it includes bakar. Yeah. Oh, now it happened. The guy comes along and says, I'm selling you the tzimid. Oh, what does it mean now? It's part of the majority of the guys. Tzimid means tzimid. But that's because the guys that come along and say, so how do I know now? So Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a very good litmus test. You know what Rabbi Yehuda says my litmus test is?
Rabbi Yehuda savar hadami modi'im.
In that case over there, the money could be the litmus test. See how much money he paid. If he paid 200 zoos, then you know the guy's buying not a tzimid for 200 zoos. Must be including the cattle.
The rabbanan savre in a damim raya.
No, money's no raya.
Rashbam. The biyuda. See, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
lines on the bottom. See the biyuda?
Biyuda savara damim odi'im. Shehu minakorin lebakar tzimid ubakar machar ima tzimid.
He must be from the all-inclusive guys. From the fact the guy paid so much money.
Right? ורבנן סברי, כיוון שיש קוראים לבקר בקר, ולא קרי לצמד, לא אמרים אדמי מודיעים. דדלמה, אי מיניו,
maybe he's from the guys that just called צמד צמד. Ah, the extra money.
ולא מכר את הבקר. דיד לוקח על התחתונה.
Because we have a rule.
אוקי ממונה בחזקת מרה.
You want to take money out of me, or you want to take now more, the burden of proof is on you. Which means, I sold you tzimid, right? You gave me 200, right? So you come and say, oh, 200? Must be for sure he was selling him the bakar with it.
Who said?
That's automatic proof that I'm including everything over there? Maybe I'm from the guys that just say, tzimid, it's tzimid. You want to take the burden of proof is on you to prove that I'm one of those guys that are calling tzimid bakar, bakar tzimid. You have no raya. Oh, but wait. There is an overcharging over here. That you cannot deny the banan. So I hear you. The money's no proof because really you can't take stuff out of somebody's possession just on an assumption. The hazakah, this belonged to me. You want to take it out of me? You got to bring a raya. Good, but what about the money? There is an overcharging over here.
So the Gemara says, "V'ien adamim ra'aya levebitul mekach."
Okay, good. The money's out of the aya, but then the sale should be null and void then. Because you gave too much, you didn't mean it. Therefore, it's ona'a, and whatever the laws of ona'a are. You know the laws of ona'ah? There's three levels of ona'ah. Exactly a sixth, less than a sixth, and more than a sixth. What's the deen? If it's less than a sixth, what I mean to say is an insignificant amount of overcharging, an insignificant amount, no problem. Less than a sixth, no problem. A sixth itself, you get the ona'ah back. Sale is a sale. Sale is binding, but you get the ona'ah back. You get that overcharging, you get that back. More than a sixth. Sale is batel. No sale now. Now, go, start again. So, you get what I say? If that's the case, then the deen should be whatever the laws of ona'ah are with the 200.
Look at the bottom, Najmam. V'i'ena damim ra'aya kilomar.
From the Mishnah, it's mashma, but the tzemid is sold. The tzemid doesn't come with the bakar. Why is the tzemid even sold? Ona'ah on that. And then follow the laws. If it's over ona'ah, then give the tzemid back also. Because you overcharged the more than the sixth. Why is the Mishnah saying, oh, but the tzemid is sold? You just don't get the bakar. You shouldn't get the tzemid either. Right?
Ramai, levi bitul mekah. She betel ha-mekah ve-yazol ha-damah ve-yitol tzamdo. Kedin kol ona'ah yoter mishtut. Ve-betel ha-mekah. Right? Gemara says, v'chitema. Maybe you're going to come and tell me, bitul mikah le-rabbanan letlehu.
Wow. Maybe you're going to tell me, oh, the rabbis don't agree with that bitul mikah business.
Never?
Yeah, maybe. No. We understood, we learned this ona'ah, ona'ah is a Torah law. We didn't imagine somebody maybe doesn't hold of it. So you're about to say, oh, and maybe you're going to tell me, oh, the rabbi, they don't hold the bitul mekah by ona'ah. Can't be. Why?
Velo? No. Vehatenan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamocher Sefer Torah, Behema, Umargalit, En Lahem Ona'ah.
Rabbi Yehuda is a Hadush. He says certain items are above the ona'ah law, because they really open items. You know, you could sell it for a lot of money. Sefer Torah is one of those items. No ona'ah. Jewelry. There's no ona'ah. Behema.
Amru lo.
So the rabbis came back and told the Biyuda,
lo amru ela et elu.
No. He says, I disagree with you, Rabbi Yehuda. There's ona'ah on a Sefer Torah. There's ona'ah on jewelry. There's ona'ah on a behema. Only the things that the Mishnah clearly said happens to be avadim. On slaves, there's no ona'ah. On karka, there's no ona'ah. On shtarot, there's no ona'ah. So we see the rabbis definitely buy into the ona'ah business, because you see them arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no ona'ah on Sefer Torah. There's no ona'ah. Hakimi come along and say, no. There is ona'ah on these items. Now, but you see this ona'ah. From the fact that the argument on the exception is that you hold the ona'ah. Now, wait. This ona'ah that they were discussing over here, we got to read the Rashbam. Read the Rashbam, fourth line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer.
Hamocher sefer Torah behema margaliot en lahem ona'ah. Va'amim v'gemara ad kama lo avi ona'ah.
Gemara over there, this guy, what's ona'ah?
אמר הממור, עד כדי דמיהן, דהיינו יותר משטות לא אבי הונאה. אלימד רבי יהודה, ואפילו להחזיר הונאה, אלא מחילה ידע אביד איניש, תזבינו ביוקר.
Which means, even if you sold above a sixth, according to רבי יהודה, by these items, we say it's מחילה.
ומדכאמרים לנדה, לא אמרו, תהן המונה, אלא אלו המילואים משתתרו עבדים, שתרות קרקעות. ותאמה יליפה, תאמינו את זה בפסוקים, אבל כל מילי, everything else, איתלו דין הונאה, וביטול מקח.
And therefore what? And the sale is going to be void if you go over the price.
Kach peshura botenu. Oh, comes the Rashbam and says, Nechira, rabbis, velon ira. I don't like the way they explained it. Dehalos sham ina nu meachaditu bitul mekach biyoten meshtut. El hashma mina deika ona'ah v'sarich lahazir adamim.
He says, if you want to be honest, read that sugya over there. All you see from that sugya is that when you go and charge a sixth, the money is returned. You don't see from this piece over here, bitul mekah. There's three levels, yes? There's bitul mekah, and then there's just return the money and keep everything where it is. If that's the case, the Gemara is a little strange here. Because the Gemara said, oh, the rabbis, they don't go with the money. You sold the tzimid, even though there's 200 zoos, the money is no indicator. Money is no indicator, very good. Hazaka Baruch. Then it should be to Mecca. Then you give the tzimid back. It's overcharging. And you don't tell me that the rabbis don't go with Bitul Mecca, because I'll prove you they go with Bitul Mecca. And the Gemara brings me a proof of not Bitul Mecca. The Gemara brings me a proof of money returning, but not Bitul Mecca. Because that sugya over there was talking about just return money. The rabbis never mentioned Bitul Mecca. So it's a strange Gemara. The Gemara's...
A strange proof.
It's a strange proof. You're trying to prove me Bitul Mecca, and you bring me an ayah from a non-Bitul Mecca case. Strange.
That's Rashbam's question.
Okay.
So he says, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So really comes along, you have to answer in the Rashbam, answer in the Gemara. The Gemara's question really was not on Bitul Mecca. The Gemara said Bitul Mecca, but the Gemara's question really was even on returning the money. You told me in the Mishnah, the tzemid is his. The tzemid is sold. The bakar, no. Even if it was overcharged. Now from the fact that it says the tzemid is his, it's mashma. The gebed tzemid is no, the Mishnah never said give back money, make a settlement. So from the fact that the Mishnah never said anything with a settlement, even returning money, forget about Bitul Mecca, even returning the Mishnah, Tzemed machadlo. The tzemed is sold him for that price. Oh, what are you talking? What about ona'a? And if you're going to tell me the rabbis don't buy into the ona'a, we see they do. So that bitul mecca, don't go so far to bitul mecca. Even the gabe hazarat mamon. I have to read it inside. Lefichach, hapirush kacha. Hagemara metechila evina. שלשיטת חכמים חלה מכירת הצמד לגמרי. He owns the צמד. ואין המוכר צריך להחזיר אפילו את דמי ההונאה. The guy, the spire, doesn't even have to return, the seller, I mean, doesn't even have to return the overcharging.
שכן משמעות המשנה, שמכר את הצמד, ב-200 זוז. The sale is a sale. מכר את הצמד. ומשמעותה של הוראה זו היא שדווקא בקר אינו מכור, אבל הצמד מכר. So the Gemara is saying, לוי ביטול מקח, means, וקבל את השאלה, שלא זו בלבד שלך מוכר להחזיר לקורא את הפרש המחיר, you should definitely give back the difference in the overcharging, אלא גם כל המחיר כולו צריך להתבטל, מאחר שהלוקח נתענה בהרבה יותר משטות.
So two things. Number one, ביטול מקח, two levels. For sure you should give back the money, not only give back the money, but the sale should be, null and void.
וגברה ממשיכה, וכי תם הביטול מקח לרבנה נפהו,
ואם יגיד תמיד, the rabbis don't go with this, ביטול מקח כוונה.
אולי תומד שהקרים אינם סורים כלל דין הונאה.
Maybe they don't hold of הונאה בכלל. Not לעניין ביטול מקח, not לעניין returning money.
That's not so. Because clearly you see what?
That they argue to be יהודה לגבי חסרת ממון. So at least in the Mishnah should say, you own the tzemet? No. Give back money. Why did the Mishnah say, you sold the tzemet, it doesn't come with the bakar. Masma, the tzemet is sold. Well, what happened to the Hazarat Mamon?
The Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't mean that. Mai en damim re'aya named diktani, dabe bitul mekah.
That's what it meant. When the Mishnah said, the money is no re'aya, it meant, and therefore it's bitul mekah. Therefore, you're right, the sale is void.
It's not pshat, it's not a simple pshat in the Mishnah. When you read the Mishnah,
the money is not a ra'ayah. We all understood it. The money is not a ra'ayah, meaning the bakar is not included. Even though he charged 200, you would think the bakar. No, the money is not a ra'ayah. Read into that. The money is not a ra'ayah. Therefore, it's bitul mekah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a little dohak. Because when you read the Mishnah stam, what does the Mishnah sound like? The Mishnah sounds like the tzemid is sold. Does it come with the bakar? No. But you charge him 200. It's got included. Doesn't. The money's not mochiyah. The tzemid, it sounds like the tzemid was sold for 200. No, you know what it means? the tzemid was sold for 200, but you got to settle the ona'a issues also. And by the way, it could be, according to that, the tzemid wasn't even sold. Because if it's more than the price, you got to give back the tzemid and all that. That's one, yes?
We fell off matana.
Oh, next answer. That's the next answer. Gemara says, v'ibaitem, ah! This beautiful sevara. Ki amu rabbanan ona'a u bitul mekah, b'chde sha'da'at tu'eh. אבל בכדי שאין הדעת טועה, לא, אימור מתנה יהיב לה. It's a beautiful sevara. When do I say ona'a? You know when there's a din of ona'a? On a mistake that is fathomable. The item is 5, I charged you 7. Okay, that looks like there's an overcharging, then we got to deal with the price difference. Give me back the money, give me back the item, on a certain amount of overcharge, a certain ratio. But if I sell you an item, and the item is worth $1, and I sell it for $200, and you give me $200, I don't say that's ona'a anymore. I say for sure the guy's giving you matana. That's too in a da'at, you don't make a mistake between $1 and $200, by the way. Then already I call it a matana. But if it's the item is $50 and you charged me $60, so I say, okay, yeah, da'at to'eh, between 50 and 60, then already, hey, you overcharged me, then already I can start dealing with ona'a business. But such a ta'ut between $1 and $200, I don't say, oh, you overcharged me. Well, you made a mistake on such a thing. 300% difference. Ela out of pshat, you say, you know what? That the seller was selling, and the buyer, he wanted that item. You know what? Here's the dollar for the item, and $199 is matara. Then you say, so that's the pshat in this Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, he sold him a tzemid. How much did the buyer pay? 200. 200. 200. How can you say? Ena damim, the money doesn't speak. The money doesn't say nothing. The tzemid is sold. No ona'a on that. Why? Because the guy charges and pays such an exorbitant amount, you don't put that in the ona'a category. Then you assume that what? He paid the tzemid, the $10 fee for the tzemid, and the other 190 is matana. That's what Hakamim is going to say. So there's two ways learning Hakamim. One way is learning Hakamim. Ona'a business. Work with the ona'a. Whatever ona'a din is. We're discussing ona'a. We're discussing. Same doesn't include bakar. Are you overcharging? Okay, work it out now. It's shtut. What in the shtut? That's the second shot. There's no ona'a contact at all. Because in ona'a, ila bida'at to'eh. Meaning in a case where you could assume that it was a mistake. Guy made a mistake between $50 and $60. Okay, you could assume that it's ona'a. Such an exorbitant price, you assume the guy gave it as a matana. And that's, by the way, more mashma in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah's mashma, the tzemid is sultan. What about the overcharging? Matana.